We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Okay, so looking at the box score, the Heat tied two quarters. The Celtics won two quarters. The Celtics won three quarters of last game. The Heat have only won one quarter. So right now, I believe it's 5-1-2. I think it's like a hockey thing. Because apparently, like listening to like to sports media the last 2 days, games are decided by quarters. So like if you want to be upset, just be upset at the first half. The second half, it was tied, right? Like, we went, it was 26-26 in the third quarter, 31-31 in the fourth. Basically, it's kind of like tied right now, which makes sense. A series tied 1-1. Because I've heard the dumbest fucking analysis I've ever heard in the last 2 days. Welcome into Hangover Time, the Miami Heat Beat postgame show. My name is Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. If you're watching live on Twitch, bless your sweethearts. Bless you so much. I mean, because right now I would be watching, like, I do things like watch the opposite of sports after a game like that. Like, I'm looking for Discovery Big Bang Channel. Theory. I'm looking for The Office, HGTV, Discovery Channel. Like, I'd be watching Obama talk about fucking animals on Netflix and shit.
Naked and Afraid. What?
Yeah. Oh, there's a show. Bring me
Obama's
up,
on Naked and Afraid?
I'm watching it.
No, that's Jesse Williams.
I'm watching it.
Swing low.
Ding dong.
Out, that shit was swinging low. I ain't going. Hey.
Ding dong.
Hey, look, man.
Fuck your life.
I'm straight, but like I ran into, okay. I ran into that video by mistake. And
can you say when he ran into it?
Right.
Mistake.
Hey, look, man. Look, the one thing I don't do, I'm not even gonna come close to homophobia. We want gay people to love us like they love Doja Cat. Hey, look.
All right, stop yourself.
This win, got that shit.
Stop yourself.
Like,
stop
I don't know where we're going with this, but if you're watching on the replay on YouTube, God, we appreciate already. You. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. You know, a lot of people talking about, oh, I just found you. Well, subscribe, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You'll get no notifications when we go on. But if you can watch a live show, twitch.tv/Miami Heat Beat, it's a much better experience. You get to go in the chat. The chat is lit right now. Blaming everyone and everything. We'll get to that in a minute.
And if you're listening, canceled, apparently.
Right.
If you're listening to the podcast tomorrow morning, we did flash a picture of Jesse Williams' penis. You missed it. So, you know, you might want to go on YouTube and check that out. If that's your proclivity, I don't know how you get down. Brass, I don't even want to know what you're drinking tonight. I don't want to know anyone drinking tonight. I'm drinking peanut butter whiskey. What's my lucky drink? I'm going to have to switch it up for the next game. Let's find out who kicked our ass tonight.
They kicked our ass.
Kenny, who kicked our ass tonight?
everything. Okay. Everything, everybody. They were settling for weird shots, and that came back to bite them in the ass. It is what it is. My memory, like, I don't have ADD, but I'm not great at paying attention either. And so I honestly just missed the first quarter because I was, like, laughing at the fact they let Eminem produce a Tupac album one time, and that was disgraceful. And so I caught up on the second quarter, sort of, and that was what it was. But, I mean, oh, man. Look, man, they just blew the Celtics out 2 days ago. I'm not going to panic when it went the other way. It's 1-1.
No, no, they did not. They only won one quarter, Kenny. It doesn't count. What hey, jersey man, are you this... wearing, by the way? Is that a Horace Grant Orlando Magic jersey?
Nah, it's Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Cool. I like that. I used to
have Fast Force G. Eminem sucks, man.
For me, who kicked our ass tonight was Dr. Fauci, because he out here talking about it's vaccines, it's booster shot. No. It's Al Horford's blood, baby. Al Horford got the cure for COVID. Just like Magic got the cure for AIDS, low-key. Fucking Horford got the cure for fucking COVID and ain't telling nobody. Dr. Fauci, you need to go to Horford's house, ask Al, Anna, and them. They got the cure for COVID. Motherfucker got COVID Monday, played a game Wednesday. Like, what the fuck? That shit is wild. Actually, I'm sorry, Tuesday, Thursday. I don't, my days are messed the fuck up. I got COVID. I was in the house for 10 days. Couldn't get groceries. Had an Instacart my shit. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker playing a basketball game in a packed arena. 2 days off COVID.
Breathing on Gabe's neck and shit. Hugging him.
Oh, my God. You see him tackle him and he's just lingering.
Man, so if Gabe out on... Saturday.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Motherfucker rubbing, tussing on his tonsils and shit. Test me again. Bitch got Vic's vapor rub all on his shit.
Just slipping and sliding.
Yeah, it could, you know, it get down into the lungs. That's when everybody's fucking up. They stopped using Vic's. Yes. We stopped using Vic's years ago. Gets down into the lungs, kills that COVID straight off. Tiff, who kicked our ass tonight?
Oh, I thought you had stole my answer when you said Dr. Fauci. I'm going to say Dr. Strange, because it's the worst. I thought I had saw the worst movie of 2022.
Oh, goddamn.
Damn.
Tonight was the worst movie.
You was out here. We should turn this into Stream Beat real quick.
I do want to point out, like, the Celtics won. Now there's a bunch of Eminem praise in the chat. White supremacy is at work, and I don't like it. You got to get back to normal.
Every time.
Normal, Kenny.
Every time Kenny says, I want to say something, I'm like, fuck, what are you about to say? I'm scared as fuck. Brass, who kicked our ass tonight?
Fuck. I don't know. I mean, the COVID thing is fucking bizarre, though. I've never seen that before. I've never seen... that. Just, it makes no fucking sense. Now, like, Adam Silver, like... if they're so fucking certain, I needed Horford to sit in a fucking tiny ass room with Adam Silver for like a couple hours. And if Adam Silver signs off on that and he's okay with that, then fine. Then he can have playing time. If not, then he's not good enough to fucking go on a court. I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the sort of long-term effects about this. I'm not really concerned about the series. I do want to make that. I want to make that clear.
I'm not.
So this was a game where... very early we were actually fucking lighting them up, but then very shortly after that we were at like a major deficit for the rest of the game. I mean, it was not close at all.
Brass, we tied the third and fourth quarters. That's how, like, this shit works now.
Props to Spo for sitting people in the fourth. That's good, knowing that this is a long series. I'm not upset. Like, this kind of game, I was upset those Sixers losses, because fuck the Sixers and they're shit. But
they're
like
bad.
The thing is, the Celtics, they're a really good team, and this is a very evenly matched series. The score that you saw tonight is not going to be what the score is the rest of the series.
It
I really
carry
do
over?
Not believe that.
Wait, it doesn't carry over?
No. Believe it or not. Man. Believe it or not, even though you're going to see a bunch of people fucking tomorrow. Not fucking tomorrow. Jesus Christ. I need to change my...
Where are you going to be?
Sorry. Happening? Just all the fucking Jesse Williams talk.
What's in your other tab right now, Bryce?
What's that?
What's in your other tabs right now, Bryce?
No, nothing. Nothing. And I see nothing's in yours because your fucking Wi-Fi is looking good.
Hey, what is going on in the chat? There, I mean, the
what is it about Eminem?
No, they're saying now they're saying Precious is better than Bam. These are
God! Will you shut the fuck up?
Bam. What did you say about this game backstage before we started? About like it being better that they played this poorly and lost as opposed to like
best. That's your comment. That's what you should be saying.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, yeah, because I already said my point before. I don't even know what my fucking point was. What was my point? Make my point for me.
The loss feels better.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what it was. Yep. So, like, this series, like, this, not the series, but this game got fucking out of control. But it was out of control because they were just, they showed no effort. They weren't running plays. They weren't running offensive plays. They weren't closing out on defense. It was just sloppy. It was just, there was no drive to the fucking game. Unlike, if you remember back in 2014 against the Spurs, we got our ass handed to us in that series. And the thing is, they fucking tried.
Yeah.
That series, they tried. The Spurs had them, they had everything all figured out. That was not what this game was. This was a pathetic showing, and you cannot do this to this Celtics team. This Celtics team is dangerous. You cannot let your foot off the gas. And the thing is, like, you know, in the last game, the third quarter, that big comeback, Celtics weren't expecting that. They were expecting that tonight. So we cannot go forward with any sort of deficit like we did tonight.
We tied them in the third. That counts.
All right. Anyway,
That's how games are judged now. Quarter to quarter, you get credit. We want our points, so it's like hockey. Bon, who kicked our ass tonight?
The extreme lack of discipline kicked our ass tonight. Mm-hmm. It was a combination of the lack of discipline and the lack of effort. Motherfuckers are shooting threes and just watching it just go wherever it wants to. Meanwhile, it's three green jerseys splitting back on offense. Is G producing? The music feels super loud. Okay, no. Like, so shit like that. All these poor closeouts, very bad rotations. We're flying past people. We're jumping past Marcus Smart, who at the time when it mattered was like 2 for 11. We're raising up. We're sending two people to the ball, and both of those people are jumping at the 3-point line. Like the attention to detail and kind of the focus rather that they approached the defensive end from game one, none of that was present from the very beginning. And I was super disheartened by it really, really early on, because those are things within our control, right? Like Boston's going to hit shots, and yeah, they were hitting contested shots, but the contest came after someone had to like over rotate because someone had taken themselves out of defensive possession or position rather. I'm sorry, you're right, Jake Barrett. My bad, Brass. I never do that. You can take me
don't
out.
Compare me to a Celtics fan.
The lack of discipline and the lack of focus from early on, and then things compounded. You gave this team life, they got energy, they make the shots, and then it just was not characteristic like Miami Heat basketball.
Right, Kenny, for real, like I thought the Celtics, like I didn't have a really good feeling coming into this game, especially when I heard Horford cured COVID and Marcus Smart was going to play. And it's not because of who they are as players. I mean, they're really good players, but that boost, that juice that gives a team, like I felt the Celtics were going to come out crazy tonight, and they did. Mm-hmm. And the Heat never really matched that, right? And it was basically Gabe and Jimmy versus the world.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Right? Yeah. And I just felt like the Celtics were hitting bullshit. Like, but then, then the bullshit made the Heat react, overreact. They play outside of themselves and then start, like, you know, we're sending 8 guys at fucking Tatum and we're leaving other guys open. And Peyton Pritchard, January 6th, looking ass, is out here hitting deep threes and shit. And Marcus Smart's hitting step backs. Like, come on. Like, to me, it's like the Celtics had that boost from, you know, their guys, and the Heat just never matched that intensity.
That part is the problem, though. Yeah. Why did we not match that? Why would we not expect them to
be? But every team has done it in the playoffs. Like, every team has gotten blown out. Every team is, like, I think the Warriors are the only team that hasn't lost a home game yet. And it sucks, and it's annoying, but let's also not act like, the people acting like the series is over because the Heat played poorly in the first half. Like, every team has done this. Every team. You know, like, it's not the Heat aren't on an island alone, like, just, you know, getting run. Like, every team has gotten run at home this postseason, except for the Warriors, basically.
Go ahead, Kenny.
And they were down 55 at one point, like, how many days ago?
The Warriors?
To the Grizzlies? Yeah.
Yeah, and they were on the road, but every team has got to run these playoffs. It just happens.
It's just part of basketball. The Celtics are a good team. It is what it is. And so I think the Heat tonight, they just tried to match the wrong thing. Instead of the intensity and the effort, they tried to go jumper for jumper with them, just pulling up for dumb shit with 19, 20 seconds left on the shot clock, that lead in the long rebounds, which led to transition. And I said on the playback, which we did tonight, that if they don't fix that, this game's going to get out of hand. And it did. That's something they can fix in film. And I saw the people in chat just now singing, "This is how we do it again." I don't want to shut up. Shut up. God damn. We don't have to fantasize about stuff when we see what the actual, like, they're doing really dumb shit on defense.
Oh, I wanted you to do a rant about it. I want you to do a rant against "This Is How We Do It."
Oh yeah, that song. It's a good song, but fuck, man. If how many times a day do I have to hear that goddamn? Like, and then he said, "Ever since I was alone," and that bothers me. It's not a saying. And, like, he was shouting out gangs, but he was singing, and he's not Nate Dogg. And it's weird, and he's 6'8", singing, and it's just a lot going on with that song that I really just don't like.
Good.
Yeah, like, I'm like, why are you mentioning that you're 6'8" in the song? I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And yeah, back to the, sure, you can blame Bam. He had 6 points, but, like, dude, like, they were taking pull up threes with 19 seconds left on the clock, like. Bam can demand the ball, sure, but that's not his role. You're going to look Jimmy in the face and say, "Give me the ball." Jimmy's going to say, "Get the fuck out of my face." And that's going to be it. Now, he probably shouldn't, but Jimmy was cooking also. So,
I'm going to say, not for nothing, but Jimmy wasn't part of the bad shot crew.
Oh, and no, he wasn't. Not at all.
So, that wasn't.
It would have been them other people pulling up. Oh, willy nilly. Hey, you. Hey, come here. Little Leche. Let me tell you something.
Right. It wasn't Jimmy a part of the Bad Shot crew.
But and that's like, what was go ahead, Tiffany.
They killing Bam in the chat. I'm just gonna like we talked about earlier. What y'all want Bam to do, he ain't doing
not
it.
Him.
He just doesn't have that with him right now. A lot of his scoring comes from on the break and this and that. But y'all want Bam to take over and give you 40, it ain't happening. That 40 comes once in the blue moon. Bam is going to have to settle in on the defensive end, roll to the rim, and get out in the open floor.
Tiff, we keep doing this fan fiction on what fuck Bam Adebayo is. And we keep doing it, and we keep getting disappointed. Like, we need to stop. Like, we need to just stop with
like, tonight, he did have a bad defensive game. But
that's what I got mad
at. That's not him.
But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, those points we need, those not Bam points.
Nope.
Those are Tyler points.
Those are Tyler points. And Gabe came through, but those are Max points. Those are, you know, PJ didn't play the second half. Or
but if Tyler...
So at what point is it okay to say, okay, well, those people can't get their points. Bam, can you get some?
Well, so it's okay to say, but at the same time...
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen this series. I'm telling you why.
Go ahead.
Because I've given up thinking it's going to happen this series. It ain't happening. Because the way that they're playing Bam, like I said, he's switching out on defense. So he ain't back there getting most of the rebounds like we need him to get because he's out there on Marcus Smart or Jason Tatum. So that's what's killing him right there. He don't have a back-to-the-basket game.
No.
Which, if he had, he would
don't even have a face-up, like a back-to-the-basket.
He don't have that happening, and that's not working right now. So at this point, he's got to run the floor. Mm-hmm. He's got to run the floor. Somebody's got to hit him rolling to the basket. He's got to find a way to get to the offensive boards. He's got to get the dirty points. He needs to come out with a stat line of like 11, 15, three assists, and two blocks.
But you know
that's that's what he has to give
what
us.
I like tonight, he got an offensive rebound, and he had the chance to pass it out for a three, and instead he hooked, boom, and dunked on somebody. Like, that's the stuff I want to see because – right now, what's happening, and I nobody is out there getting Bam the ball. Bam is not like people want Bam to be Giannis. He's not Giannis. Like, he's not. Like, he needs somebody to get him into the offense. Like, we've seen every time Bam takes that ball to elbow, not every time, but a lot of times what happens, he dribbles off his goddamn foot. Like, he's just not that guy to take somebody off the dribble all the time. He's not an ISO player. That is not who he is. So the thing is, if nobody's getting him the ball, if nobody's creating for Bam, if nobody's putting that pressure on the defense, throwing the lob, Bam rim running, this is what Bam looks like. Now, the thing to me is, you better play some fucking defense on the other end. Yeah. And for the first half, in the end of the second quarter, he started to pick it up. But for the first about 15 minutes, 18 minutes of the game, he was sorry defensively.
That was game one also, for real, while we keeping it quiet. Yeah. He came out in the third quarter of game one and turned up defensively. And
but he don't have to look like this. We could keep saying nobody's getting him the ball. But as an athlete, you don't have to look like that. You take it upon yourself to do those little things.
And it's not like he doesn't ever have the ball in his hands. And so they're not running DHOs with Duncan, but they're still running, like sending two to bring someone off this double pick in the corner. And he is the one pitching them the ball with 12 feet of space, just of openness. He did it today. PJ did it today. Deadman did it today, and I'm okay with PJ because the little mid-range jump shot ain't his thing. Like, that push, he had that some to it and turned it down. And
everybody was turning down good shots.
That is my thing. Bam turns down good shots without
the whole team.
I do want to.
And I hear you, Kenny. And last thing, like the guards did so much over penetrating today, as if it was the same scheme from game one. They had the small pockets of mid range area where they could be effective. They had those and were dribbling past it or just settling for random stuff at the three. Like, defensively, I was disappointed, but I was confused also by what it was that we were trying to get on the offensive end.
So I do want to just point out couple things. So the main thing, so it doesn't seem like it, and this surprised me too when I looked. Bam did lead the game in rebounds without playing in the fourth, so he was at least giving them that. I'll give him credit for that. And aside from the ways to score that Taylor and Alf said, I just don't really if a Heat possession ends in a Bam jumper, open or not, that's a win for the other team. He can make a few fine.
Right.
It shouldn't be, but at this point we can't just the numbers say he's not a good jump shooter.
But I just wish
Be a threat. You don't even have to take it. Be a threat. You're not even looking at the basket. So I'm not applying any defensive pressure to you. I'm focused on everything else happening around you.
When they pass the ball to Bam in the paint, he needs to automatically be thinking about, okay, I'm a dunk the shit out of this, or I'm gonna shoot this. The problem is he hesitates. He gets a ball and he waits a second or two too long, and then they start to cover him, and then it's too late. And then the shot quality sucks at that point. Like he has got to be the aggression that I think is
really important. The second thing I wanted to point out too is that I understand some of this stuff, but I'm seeing a lot of people say he needs to attack Grant Williams, but I just saw how that worked out for Giannis.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So I don't know if running head first into Grant Williams is the greatest idea. Giannis is
like Grant Williams is a scrub, bro. Like PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The idea is when and where you want him to attack Grant Williams. Like you can say it, but you should be decisive in where you want him to do it if you're saying it. If it's the open court, go at him.
Yeah.
Because
for sure.
You're bigger. Mm-hmm. Get downhill and go at him. I'm not giving Bam the ball with his back to the basket at this stage and say go to work, because he brings it down too low, and like Alf Brass said, he's waiting too long to get into any kind of movement.
The dude, I forget his name, the coach that G had on the pod a while ago.
Coach Thorpe.
Yep. He stated it pretty well in that, you know, you can – if you think shot first, essentially, you can always pivot into doing something else. You can pivot into a pass or whatever. Once you decide that you're going to pass first, though, it then is much more difficult to get out of, oh, I was just about to pass this. Now I'm thinking about shooting. Like you said, Brass, the idea, I guess, is just for Bam to, and not even to be shot first, but to like be a threat first, to be accounted for. But you can bring me out, and Tiff, like you said, like it doesn't even have to, you know, be some back to the basket move. You can start back to the back, you can open up and then see the floor. He is a good passer, so not only do you start back to the basket, you open up, they have to step up to respect that, and now you can see the whole rest of the floor and what it is that you may or may not have getting to the basket.
You want to know what annoys me more about Bam than any of this stuff we're talking about? Like, okay, the defense in the first half annoyed me a little bit. And I thought he picked it up. The offensive non-aggression, whatever, annoyed me. What this annoys me, 5 minutes left in the first half, he's getting subbed out. It's the playoffs. Fine.
Yeah.
We bring Deadman in. Deadman is a minus 27 in 13 fucking minutes. Deadman was goddamn atrocious tonight, right? And through three quarters, right? Bam played 29 minutes. That means even if he played the entire fourth quarter, which he didn't, they were bringing him in with about 9 minutes left and realized, well, this is a shit show. That means Bam Adebayo would have played 38 minutes in a very important playoff game. I am so fucking sick of that shit. Bam Adebayo is what, 26, 25 years old?
Yeah.
I love the fact that the Heat players do not play a ton of minutes. We don't get a bunch of 40-plus minute games. But when your team is looking like this, Bam Adebayo was a minus 5 on the night. You lost by 25. A minus 5. They played better when he was out there. Whether he was defending well, whether he was scoring, whether he was passing, whether he was showing his ass, whether he was Jesse Williams out that motherfucker, they were playing well when Bam Adebayo played. But what do we do to preserve this young fucking stallion that we played max money to? We're subbing him out with 5 minutes left in the first and putting Dwayne Dedman in, who looks like a fucking fossil when you have Al Horford as a center on the other side. Like, Dwayne Dedman cannot be playing in a game where Al Horford's a center on the other side. He can't.
Yes,
that motherfucker can play more than 40 minutes. He has not, I don't think he's played more than 38 minutes this entire postseason. Like, that's the shit that's fucking bothering me at this point. And I'm not trying to listen. If I'm calling out Spo, I'm calling out Spo. Caleb Martin taking fucking top of the key fucking long twos.
Duncan should play over Caleb. Yeah. Keep going
well,
out.
We've been calling for Duncan to play over Caleb.
What the fuck?
Because Caleb is offering.
And then you know what everyone's going to say? Yeah. Oh, Duncan didn't make a fucking 3-pointer tonight. Nigga's cold as shit. Iced him the fuck out after he's dropped 28 points in the first game of the playoffs. You completely iced him out. And then you're like, well, we're fucking up. Duncan, come save our ass at the end of the third quarter? Get the fuck out of here. And you know what Duncan did? He used his gravity, got to the rim a few times.
He did.
Played decent fucking defense. And I'm not saying that Caleb shouldn't play. I'm not saying Vic should. I'm just saying.
I'm saying it.
I'll say it.
Caleb should play right now. Duncan should get
Duncan should
minutes.
Play over Caleb.
You need the offense.
Gabe when you need to score more. Points, Gabe what the fuck are we well. Doing?
You pair
and then Duncan. And then you bring in Duncan. I'm sorry, Tiff. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
They bring in Duncan to save their ass at the same time they bring in Dedman. The best the best yeah. Duncan plays is with Bam. You take out Bam and bring in Duncan and Hero and Dedman. Where's your Dedman
what did I say
shitty?
To you? What did I say to you during the playback? What did I say?
Orange slices? That's what you're talking about.
As soon as he brought, I was like, why is Duncan not playing over Caleb? As soon as he brought in Duncan, Tyler, and Dedman, I said,
oh, yeah, that was a soft flag.
What did I say?
Oh,
yeah, I said, this is it.
He gave
Spo like a soccer parent looking for orange slices. The game is over. You can't bring in Duncan with those two.
Yeah. No, what are
like,
we doing?
Yeah, that doesn't work.
You know what it is?
We can't.
We've gotten away with, I'm sorry, Kenny, I'm sorry. I've been trying to, like, keep it reining in because I'm not trying to get my blood pressure up over this shit. It's a long-ass playoff series. But what I... Like, we are getting too fucking cute. Mm-hmm. Like, we're getting too goddamn cute. Look what we can do. We can start two undrafted players. Like, calm the fuck down. Like, play the motherfuckers who can do the things that you need to get done.
I mean, they need other things.
No, but you need to score.
Yes.
You need to play Duncan Robinson. You're down 27 points. Defensive fucking specialist, Caleb Martin, ain't bringing you back in the game. You know what he's going to do? He's going to step on the three-point line and take the longest shot on the court possible without making 3 points. Like the farthest shot from the rim that can possibly be taken, Caleb Martin's shooting that shit, and it's not even worth 3 points. Well, that's what the fuck you're getting out of Caleb.
And his defense hasn't looked good either.
He's not.
So at that point, you should be playing Duncan over him.
Yeah.
But this comment, Slump and Slobison said, Caleb went from I hope we can resign him to I hope he leaves. Like, can we stop doing that, though? Can we stop being so fucking hot and cold? Sometimes the series is not for someone. Sometimes someone's just not right.
Man, when you up 12 like, with 4 minutes left, put Caleb in. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
We can't. I'm sorry to cut you off. We can't forget what Caleb did defensively in these first round.
Forgot,
definitely, first
but
round.
We got to be honest and say,
right now, right now, he should not. He should not be touching the floor.
Right?
He
doesn't have to look good.
But I'm saying as far as wanting him to leave, like we. I remember he can't.
I feel like we shouldn't even address that. Like, We shouldn't even.
It's a common theme that I've seen from so many people, and it's tiring, man. You can shit on players for a bad game for a bad series, but like, why are you trying to fucking get rid of all these people if they have a string of bad games? For fuck's sake, look at Jimmy fucking Butler.
Last game, I saw takes of people that we know and appreciate and respect. Appreciate. Too much of this shit. people that we know, appreciate, and respect saying Gabe can't play in this series.
That's ridiculous.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I probably don't respect that person.
They've been saying that about Gabe all year.
You know what I'm saying? People don't actually watch. And Gabe should have played more tonight. He only played 24 minutes. He had the best negative. He was giving them something like after he gave over
the best
his weeks,
negative.
after he gets over his yips in the first few minutes, like we talked about, Tip, and he settles in and he just has a better feel. Like, I agree. Some of the lineups or rotations or whatever, some of it I didn't quite understand. But again, I was disappointed with the people
Definitely being a minus 27 in 13 minutes.
Man.
Yeah, you can't keep depending on Denton when he's just out there being Isaac Hayes. Where's Marcus Morris?
If you going out like this, let's get Keith. Let's
give
get
me
Keith.
Left
let's,
twist.
Let's,
can he
let's
give
be
you
big,
something?
But not big.
Yes, you can still move.
If their center is Al Horford, who would you rather have out there?
Keith.
Dwayne Denton. Al Horford, who's out here going toe-to-toe with Giannis.
Keith.
You want Keith or you want Deadman? Deadman, who I love, I respect.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the show.
But what I'm not trying to do is watch him look with his knees stiff as shit. Figure out what the fuck going on.
You look like Lil Kim and that.
oh, was she?
Deadman Hayes cooking up zero sauce.
Cooking up nothing.
Keith gives you something. Like you said, you're bigger, but you're still mobile. Yep. And again, with Al Horford in, the middle is open.
They talking about Keith in the chat, talking about he done and this and that. You ain't got nobody else. So
also, how do you know that Keith
is done? How do you know that he's done?
What evidence do you have?
Yeah,
every time we've seen him lately, he's looked fine. What do you mean?
PJ gave it to Gabe one time. The both defenders immediately closed on Gabe. Gabe gave it right back to PJ in the middle, and PJ gave his little push out. He missed both, but it was a great look. Like, you can use Markeith in those areas. The fact that we just kind of don't, done or not, like you said, we don't have nobody else. And at the point that this game is this, you know, had gotten out of reach of that. I don't know, why not let people come in and shake something off?
PJ got hurt.
So wait, what if PJ can't play next game?
Exactly.
I have a wild one for you.
PJ's going to play, but
I have a wild one for y'all.
Shake up things. Go ahead.
I would start dunking. I would start dunking.
Or instead of PJ,
if PJ can't play, I would start dunking. I come out there.
You think Jimmy at the four? So then, who are you trying to hide Duncan on?
You could hide him on. I mean, you could really put Duncan on Smart, for God's sake. I know Smart hit some step backs tonight.
At this point,
but ain't nobody afraid of Smart on offense.
What's the point of hiding him? You just got to listen.
You got to go play.
You're in Boston. Yeah. You should have won that game in the first place.
They love you.
Yeah. Right.
And Boston loves watching white players go off. Right. It's a very comfortable environment, actually.
I was about to say they might feel conflicted and booing. They might
have two whites in the starting lineup. Let's get it.
I that's what I'm saying. I would try some wild. If PJ can't go, I'd try some wild shit, or I would put Keith in. What I do not want to see.
It's gonna be Caleb. No, it's not gonna be Caleb. But that's the thing I don't want.
Oh, man. Caleb Martin in the starting lineup.
Regular season, it would have been Caleb.
Yeah, regular season. And guess what? That's okay for the regular season.
Yes. Yeah.
No, Saturday night is my gender reveal. I will make excuses not to show up for the fucking post-game show if Caleb Martin starts that game. I'll be like, oh, man, the gender reveal ran late.
You ain't got to make those.
We opened up the box. It was pink and blue balloons. We weren't sure.
I want to say, like, both of these games, the game one, game two, we didn't really know up until just a few hours before the game who was going to be playing.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take that in consideration going forward. So now we have a day off in between, just like every game, every fucking game this series, which is insane. Fuck you, Adam Silver, for many things. But I think knowing that, okay, this squad, this Celtics squad is going to be good going forward. I think we know that, do we trust Spo or not to sort of make these adjustments and come up prepared the next game? So like, that's kind of why I'm right. But that's kind of why I'm not overreacting to this. Listen, the Horford thing was fucking shocking. Like no one in the organization expected that to happen today. Right. Smart, you sort of assume like, okay, yeah, Smart could come back, but I mean, it changes things. That obviously changes things.
You know,
I really didn't understand why certain people were like freaking out over the last game. It's like saying that, oh, well, Horford's not there and Smart's not there. Oh no, if you look at their fucking numbers, no, they're actually better without them. I'm like, well, are you fucking crazy?
Giancarlo. That was only Giancarlo. The only person who was saying that.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's so dumb. But I feel pretty good. But you're right. I think if fucking Caleb is starting the next game.
Mm-hmm. To not play Caleb.
Right.
I do too.
I mean, because Jesus Christ, that's all I got. I trust Spo to not do that to us. The reality is, I was going to tell y'all, honestly, if Tyler wakes up on Saturday, that's it.
Also,
if he wakes up.
Here's tonight, and I'm not blaming Gabe or anything. I love Gabe. I think Gabe is a very good backup point guard. He's honestly been a very good starting point guard. Mm-hmm. But what happens, like Bond said, when he leaves the floor? Like, if Kyle can play, and Kyle can play backup minutes, like, to me, if Kyle comes back, he shouldn't start.
He has to come off the bench.
He should.
Come off the bench, play some backup minutes. But we looked so bad when our bench came in tonight.
Yeah.
Compared to the other night. Because the other night, Boston's bench was in the starting lineup. Right. So when their bench came in, it was a deep, 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 deep bench. Like, it wasn't like their real bench.
Right.
It was Neesmith and a bunch of guys who don't play. Our bench came in. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, our bench came in and our bench was looking. We've gotten cute with Duncan. We don't need him, apparently. Vic didn't look good tonight. No. Caleb didn't look good tonight.
No.
Tyler didn't look good tonight.
Nobody on the bench looked good.
Our whole bench unit looked like shit.
Oh, God bless Jimmy, though.
And they
holy shit.
But they played Grant Williams and Peyton Pritchard off their bench. Those guys look a lot better when they're not playing starters minutes.
You know what makes me fucking sick? Is you know who had the best plus minus of the game tonight?
Peyton Pritchard.
Peyton Pritchard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.